Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, it is Friday. Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us is Jeff Pitts. He is the managing editor of City View Magazine. He is our lifestyle correspondent here on the Business News Hour. Each Friday, he comes in to talk about stuff going on in the metro this weekend into next week. Jeffrey, welcome back, brother. Good to see you.
Hey, glad to be back.
Here we go, you know.
Here we go.
Oh, Christmas is next week.
Next week. Less than a week.
Yeah. I mean, like Tuesday.
4 days or something.
Yeah. Are you ready? You've been ready.
We quit giving gifts in our families. That makes ready a lot easier.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. It is nice because
it takes away the pressure.
Yeah. I mean, we're all adults. We still give gifts to the kids. Yeah.
So not among the adults.
Right.
Yeah. I like that.
Because it didn't really make a lot of sense anyway.
Yeah, but you know.
It got to the point where we're all exchanging gift cards.
Here's the problem. You need to buy stuff because that incentivizes the economy. See, you are a dearth to the economy because you're not giving your parents gifts.
Well.
I know. It's all your fault.
It's my fault. Yeah. I feel like I'm doing my part.
There you go. All right. What do you got?
Okay. What do you feel like?
Oh, gosh. I bet there's some holiday stuff going
there
on.
There is.
Oh, no.
We'll hold off on that for a second.
All right.
Basketball tonight. No, sorry. Hockey.
Hockey tonight.
Ooh. Hockey. The Iowa Wild play the Stockton Heat.
You know, that's a new team.
Is it?
Yeah, we never have played the Stockton Heat that I know of before. So, yeah, this is Stockton, California.
Boom goes the dynamite. Yep.
I wonder who they're a farm club for. I wonder if it's Anaheim Ducks or
hard to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Los Angeles Kings?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Anyway, what are they called?
Stockton Heat.
The Heat.
Yeah.
All right. Puck drops at 7.
You bet. Iowa Event Center.
Friday
Wells
night.
Fargo. In the basement tonight at the social club.
Yeah.
Des Moines and Dragons.
Huh? Oh, Des Moines and Dragons?
That's right.
Not Dungeons and Dragons?
And a night of holiday-filled live tabletop gaming and cosplay. Yeah. Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah.
Oh, Dungeons and Dragons.
Inspired by, let's see here. Des Moines and Dragons brings you a holiday-themed adventure featuring local and regional performers. Our cast has been tasked with saving Santa Claus. This isn't what I thought it was. Wait a second.
What?
Saving St. Claus from a magical prison. The elves have revolted and plunged the world into eternal winter using the strongest forms of magic. In this story, the audience plays as a ruling arcane winds causing all manner of chaos and pandemonium during...
Have you read any of this before we sat down?
I thought I knew what it was, but I didn't.
Oh, okay. So, So what night is this?
It's not often you get into one of these and it's a surprise ending.
Right. What is it called again?
This is tonight, Des Moines and Dragons in the basement
at the Des Moines Social Club. All right. And it's something to do with cosplay and Santa and the elves.
The elves have revolted and plunged the world into an eternal winter.
Wow. That's pretty heavy stuff.
Wow.
Those evil elves.
They're a capable bunch if you think about, you know, what they get done.
Look at what they've been doing. Yeah. In a year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Forget about it.
All right.
Okay.
That mishmash is done.
Mishmash. I got a question for you.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Did you ever know the history of scrumptious?
Scrumptious?
Yeah.
Like the word?
Yeah.
No.
Did you ever wonder what yummy tasted like in the year 1900?
Tapioca pudding.
Or how did delicious taste in 1875?
Cornbread.
They don't teach this stuff in school, Michael. Horse-drawn wagons, living history farms.
What's going on?
This is, and this is throughout, I think through March. You go there with a reservation.
Oh.
And you eat dinner in 1875 or 1900 at the farmhouse.
Got it.
They cook it right there.
That is a real treat.
It is
treat.
Have you ever done it?
Never.
I did it once. It's been a long time ago, but it was the food is delicious.
I have had people tell me that it is an amazing adventure. But
it was neat.
I will tell you that back in my youth, back on the farm, we sort of kind of did that.
Oh, you lived it.
Yeah. I mean, we had a the old wood stove and the home.
It's neat. There's no power.
No power.
You slop the hogs after the meal. You take the leftovers out. There's a horse-drawn wagon.
Yeah. Yep.
And you eat with other people. It's not just your crew.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
All right. So
parlor games before dinner.
Parlor games.
Yeah.
Living History Farms.
Yep. Go there, make a reservation. Yep. There's two different houses, 1875 and 1900.
Right.
I'm not sure how different they are, but
they're different.
Yeah. Dinner came a long way in that quarter century. Okay, also tonight, there is basketball. Iowa State men's basketball.
Got it.
At Hilton. Playing Eastern Illinois, 6 o'clock. You a hoops fan?
No.
No?
No, I would love to expound on that, but I just have never gotten into it.
Really?
No. I'm a football guy.
Yeah.
And not that crazy football. I'm into football. So.
Me too. I like basketball too, though. Fantasy football. That's
who's got
stuff.
Time?
Oh, you make time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a rough year for me this year.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Old Time Music and Dance Jam Workshop this weekend, Saturday at Java Joe's.
Old Time Music.
Have any idea what this is?
I've
never heard of this.
No. Tubas, banjos,
maybe.
Yeah.
Join Flying Pig Fiddle and Banjo. I guess that's the name of a group for an exuberant music and dance jam in the living tradition of Southern Appalachian old time music played by ear.
There is nothing that says and screams Iowa more than Appalachian hillbilly music.
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. I tell you what, that. Make it a point, ladies and gentlemen.
So bring your fiddle.
Oh.
Bring your 5-string banjo or your guitar, your mandolin, and your dancing shoes.
Mm.
Or other homemade rhythm-making equipment.
Spoons.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also consider bringing some innocent bystanders. He needs a dose of rowdy old-time music.
Music. And this is Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. Java Joe's.
Java Joe's, 2 p.m. It does sound fun.
It does.
I'll bet there's a good crew there making music. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. The Bear Wolf Holiday Show.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
No.
The Bear Wolf?
I had to dig deep this week. There's not a lot going on.
The Bear Wolf.
The Bear Wolf
Holiday Show. Now, is this a wolf without fur? Or?
No, it's B-E-A-R.
Bear. Oh, like. Oh, so it's a
it's
bear
like a
and
combo,
a bear and a wolf,
or like a like a centaur is a couple like of half man.
Oh,
half.
Okay, yeah.
This but is anyway, that's not
it either.
This is a special bear wolf comedy show, features stand up improv and a music performance, by put to the okay.
Take two.
It's a special holiday version of the local game show, The Graham. Now, you know all about that, right?
No. You did have to dig
deep. Deep.
Yeah. You really
There's
had
nothing going on this weekend, folks.
Just stay home,
facts. Yeah. But this does kind of sound like fun.
I'm not sure yet.
It's at Vaudeville Muse. It's just a game show theme of comedy. There's some kind of local game show. I couldn't understand what it was about. It's called The Graham.
The Graham.
Yeah.
So a local game show like that happened in Des Moines? Is this a historical fact? Or?
No, I think it's something that's ongoing.
Okay.
The host of the show, it says, is a special celebrity guest, Santa's brother, Alex Claus.
Okay. I think what this is like a fantasy thing. Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
And vaudeville muse.
It's comedy.
Okay.
Vaudeville muse.
Yeah, go. Wow.
Saturday, 6:30.
Remember when we used to do stuff that had some relevance to it? You know, tonight at the at Hoyt Sherman is, you know.
No one's leaving home this weekend, Michael.
Everybody's staying home. I did run into a friend of mine today.
Yeah.
That on Monday night at the synagogue here in town.
Yeah.
They're having a Chinese dinner.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's cooking, she was telling me. She's, oh, yeah, you got to come. $8. And we're going to do egg drop soup and rice and all kinds of cool Chinese food and watch a movie and have a sing-along.
Nice.
On Christmas Eve, yeah. That's a tradition among Jews,
Chinese.
You know.
Is it?
Yeah. A movie and Chinese in a movie, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does that go back to Moses?
It goes back that Chinese restaurants are usually open on Christmas Eve.
Is that why?
That's exactly right, yeah. So there you go.
I think maybe I have heard that before. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's in case, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have anything to do on Christmas Eve, you can head over to one of the synagogues and they'll
$8
do
Chinese.
$8, yeah.
All you can eat?
I don't know. I didn't get that far. See, I
sounds pretty good. Yeah. That's Christmas Eve.
That is
Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tied up.
Yeah, you're not giving anything away. Maybe the kids. Right. She didn't buy anything.
We have our own game show at our house.
Do you?
A little tradition.
Gong show?
We do Wheel of Fortune for gifts without the wheel. So it's basically Hangman. But you have to win your gifts. So everyone brings something.
So you did buy gifts.
I haven't yet.
Oh.
Usually we hit the gas station on the way out. It's usually like Snickers or something that starts with a Z.
Oh.
There's always like three things that start with a Z. Because it's hard to guess.
I got, okay.
Zizzers was the all-time best ever.
Zizzers?
Yeah, went through the whole alphabet. No one could get it. Because you can't do the vowels. Z-I-Z-Z-O-R-Z. Do you remember Zizzers?
No.
No?
What is that?
They're electric scissors. It was like an infomercial.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Someone will bring a chia pet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're through with Saturday? Are we through with Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Public skating.
Brenton
Plaza.
Yeah. I saw him wheeling some stuff in there the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know.
What was it?
Refreshments, I think.
Hmm. Chinese?
Could be.
Better if it was.
Gong Fu Tea.
Yeah? I wonder if they're
open. You ever been there?
Yeah.
No, it's a good place.
I got really into tea at one point.
Did you?
Yeah. Is it the only tea place in town?
I think it might be.
Gong Fu Tea.
Gong Fu. East Village.
East Village.
See, we're dropping those names.
I wonder what that means.
Gong Fu?
Yeah.
Good.
Does it?
I don't know. Sounds like good tea.
I always think Kung Fu.
Yeah. Everybody was
and Kung Fu. And then the Gong Fu Show. I think of both those. And then I think of a karate kid hitting the gong.
Wax on, wax off.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Iowa Wolves next week.
Yeah?
Yep. Thursday.
Oh. So we skipped over Monday and Tuesday. Forget about it, right?
Yeah, there's nothing going on.
Nothing going on, yeah.
Nothing that I can find.
So Tuesday, the Wolves are playing.
Yep.
All right.
Iowa Wolves.
Okay, good.
They play Thursday and Friday. Did you say Tuesday? No, Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
Next week.
Yeah.
Santa Cruz Warriors, both games.
Got it.
And then also on Thursday, Finding Neverland is at the Civic Center. This might be a good post-holiday treat. This breathtaking smash hit musical captures the kid at heart, and it's a must-see that you'll remember for years to come.
Mm.
Based on the critically acclaimed Academy Award-winning film, Finding Neverland tells the story behind the writing of Peter Pan.
Got it.
The guy that wrote
it.
Playwright J.M. Barrie, I don't know how you say it, struggles to find inspiration until he meets four young brothers and their beautiful widowed mother.
And so this is where is this?
Civic Center.
Civic Center. All right. Thursday.
Yep.
All right. Got it. Check.
with pixie dust and faith. Nothing is impossible.
Nothing's impossible. You know, it's the pixie dust and faith. Kind of like Christmas.
You need both.
Yeah, right. You got to have pixie dust and faith on Christmas. And if you didn't get it, you go on Thursday and you get some. Got it. All right.
Got it. Okay, and since we're off next week, I put together a short list of some of the major New Year's Eve parties. The Meadows Event Center is having the ultimate pre-New Year's Eve party. December 29th. It's actually not even on New Year's Eve.
What the heck are they doing? When is
getting to jump on the gun.
Yeah, right.
You know how the holiday decorations go up like Halloween now?
Right.
And so they do the
So the 29th is out at the Meadows.
The Sound and Feel of Journey, Styx, REO, Speedwagon,
cool.
Boston, Bon Jovi, Def Leppard. It's all coming to Prairie Meadows Party of the Year. Arch Allies is the tribute band.
Got
that's
it.
Playing. Could be fun.
On the 29th.
29th.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Let's see. What else we have? Oh, New Year's Eve party. It's a social club. The theme this year, they're offering you a ride on a rocket ship and blasting off into outer space.
Elon Musk will be there, ladies and gentlemen, and you can get an autograph.
This year's party theme is Bash on Another Planet. No dress code, but attendees are encouraged to dress in their best space gear or comic-inspired outfits.
That would be fun to go watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you wear?
Me?
Yeah.
Chewbacca.
If you were 21, what would you wear that thing?
Chewbacca.
Might go as an angel.
Of course. Why not?
Halo would be pretty easy, I think, to put together. Mm-hmm. That's always my calculation on the costume front.
Is that it?
Like, what is simple? Yeah. Also, the Des Moines Symphony is playing on the 31st with the New Year's Eve Pops. Like the
Pops.
Mm-hmm. Music from the West Side Story. Musical themes from the West Side Story, the musical to Wicked. 8 p.m. Monday, 31st at the Civic Center.
So that means Monday is New Year's Eve.
Yep.
That means Tuesday would be New Year's.
Yep.
Yep. See, I don't know these things. It just I just keep working, man, you know?
Good. Right.
All right. Is that it? Are you done?
That's basically it. There's more stuff, but call it a wrap.
You're just not into it today.
Well.
You're looking forward to a 11-day vacation? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're out for 11 days, man.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Who's going to write all your stuff for City View? I mean, are you in the crunch time now before you go on vacation, or are you going to really be on the crunch time when you get back?
Really when we get back.
Yeah.
Because that's probably my busiest month of work.
In January?
Yep. Because this is the best of Des Moines.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
It's a 20,000-word marathon.
Why don't you just copy last year's? See if anybody notices. Would that be fun?
They notice.
Oh, they notice? Yeah. Yeah, they would. All right. Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor who has 11 days off now so he can rest and recuperate from his work and then dive into the best of even gets back. Right. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right. We're out of here. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Hunter Pease. The music you're hearing right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. You need some music for your original project? We can hook you up with James. Easy. Just let us know. For all those folks and for Jeffrey, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.